7:35, Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910. Coming up, I got to share the story of how one of our listeners helped save my Christmas. Have that for you in 10 minutes. But right now, joining us, spreading holiday cheer to all the good little boys and girls of Blacksburg. No, not Santa, kids. It's John Laser, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff and there for you in any case. Hello, buddy.
Hi, Wes. How are you?
I'm doing good. Before we get into the sports, Paulie, ask Lays the movie question. Now, you're not a Star Wars guy, are you?
Not a big one. I'll go see the new one, though.
All right, so ask Lays the poll question this morning.
Okay, so we phrased it as a Star Wars fan in anticipation of the movie's release, but do you avoid spoilers before you go see a movie, or do you read up all you can before you go see a big movie?
I load up all I can. In this case, I got to remind myself exactly what was happening because we had that departure movie or the side story last year, and everyone in my office is huge Star Wars guys, so I got to have an idea, otherwise you look like an idiot.
Is there a Virginia Tech IMG road trip to go see the new Star Wars movie? Are we going as a group?
Yes, we are.
Oh, I didn't get my invite. Thanks a lot, buddy.
You're a contract employee.
He is John Laser. He's the voice of the Hokies, football and basketball. I will get to the Camping World Bowl, but let me do this in chronological order. Huge basketball game coming up Saturday against number 8 Kentucky. This team has had some opponents. They've had some challenges. They played Power 5 conference team like Iowa, but nothing like Kentucky. And with John Calipari's crew, you may not know the names early part of the year, but you do know that he's always got a good team.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know that he always has a physically talented team. And for the Hokies, this is going to be their biggest challenge of the season. There's no doubt about that. But I think that they're also looking at it as an opportunity to showcase where they are as a team. And one of the strengths is the way that they play as a team. System basketball, particularly offensively, and I think they're going to head into Rupp Arena with a lot of confidence. And that's not to say that Kentucky's not a tremendous program. It is. It doesn't have some of the highlight blue chip type guys that they've had since John Calipari has been there. But at the same time, there's oodles of talent. Can't believe I just used the word oodles, but there is. And for the Hokies, they're going to have to defend better. They're going to have to rebound better if they're going to try to come out of there with a win.
You said they have a chance to show where they are. Where exactly are they in this second, third week of December?
Well, I think you see it in times with this team. You've seen it for almost entire halves, but you haven't seen it for 40 minutes, where this is a precision basketball team in terms of the way that they move the ball offensively, the way that they space the floor, the way that they can run the floor, and that's what they want to showcase. And you look at the counter side of that, and it's the struggle because when you play changeables like Buzz Williams likes to do, you sometimes have a disadvantage in terms of size and length and all of those things. But for the Hokies, I think this is an opportunity to identify really the core of this program, which is our system can come in and sometimes beat or defeat talent in an athletic sense just because we play that much better together. I'm actually standing outside of the practice gym right now, Wes. They got running at 6:30 a.m., so that tells you, you know, this is a group that's up, they're galvanized, they're working, and again, I think for them, it's a chip-on-the-shoulder game, and they're going to have a number of those this year in the ACC, too, where you're not only playing for that one game, you're playing for the philosophy of what it is that you're teaching, and for Buzz Williams, that's a system of basketball rather than individualistic-type play.
I'll leave this general. You can take it wherever you want. 10 games in, who's shown you the most?
Oh, man, I could answer that so many different ways. I think Justin Robinson has really taken strides in terms of being the leader of this team on the floor. I've been impressed with the return of Kerry Blackshear and Nikhil Alexander-Walker, everything that you hoped for, and continuing to get better each and every game out there. But I think it's Chris Clark because he came into the season not knowing if he was going to be full go at the beginning. I think that was more of an outside perception for those that don't know Chris's personality from a competitive standpoint. But at the same time, I think he's back, and I think we saw that really during the Ole Miss game, and then we also saw another compartment of his game get opened up in the latest outing, that being his jump shot. And he's a floor-tilting type player, and not only in the half court but in transition. So I think that for this team, although that I could really cite 1 through 7, the guys that they play a regular flow of minutes, I think it's Chris Clark that's the catalyst right now.
It'll be Saturday down at Rupp Arena, Virginia Tech, taking on number 8 Kentucky. John Laser, Mike Bird up on the call. Lays joining us now, brought to you by Cowan Gates, as he does each and every Wednesday. Let me transition over to football, and while they get ready for a bowl game, they will get ready without Trayvon McMillan, who now it's Friday, he's transferring, not sticking around for the bowl game. Lays, it's news that I did not find surprising because it's been 2 years, and for some reason, and help me out here, for what reason did this never click between Trayvon and Justin Fuente's system?
Yeah, you know, I'd love to have that answer because Trayvon McMillan's a great kid, and he's an intelligent kid, and we saw what he was capable of in his breakout year with Scott Loeffler as the offensive coordinator. But, you know, that's an answer in terms of the system that I think the early indicators were that he just wasn't grasping it in terms of the pass protecting and kind of the diversity that Justin Fuente wanted to run. And for whatever reason, behind the scenes in practice and whatever, he just kind of fell out of favor. And you're right, it wasn't surprising news because I think when you're of that caliber and you have that capability, you want the football 20 times a game. And maybe that's just not going to be the case in Justin Fuente's system unless you have an absolute dominant type back, which Trayvon struggled at times to be when given the opportunity. So, again, it's not surprising. It is a loss for this team, but I think the way that they diversify the touches and carries out of the backfield, they'll be okay in this bowl game against Oklahoma State, and then hopefully you have the answers internally and coming in the next signing class here that we'll find out in just a couple of days to pick up that workload next year.
I know your mind's on Kentucky and basketball and Star Wars movies, but as you look ahead, as you start doing your research about Mike Gundy's crew, most interesting thing about this matchup is what, Lays?
Well, I think it's going to be DBU, as they like to call it here, defensive back university against an outstanding core of receivers. And James Washington gets all the headlines and to this point, all the awards as well. But it's kind of the same thing. It's maybe a more prolific sense. I think that Bud Foster feels confident in his front core and two linebackers to shut down the run, despite the dynamic nature of that aspect of this offense, while at the same time, that's going to lead to some man-to-man matchups on the outside and also on the slot receivers. And I think that's really an interesting matchup in terms of this offense and how you try to shut it down and whether you can fully shut it down or just try to limit it.
2 weeks from tomorrow, December 28th, down in Orlando, Florida, Oklahoma State and Virginia Tech. All right, buddy, I'm losing you on the phone, so I'm going to let you go. But we'll be listening Saturday. And enjoy Star Wars.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it. John Lazer, the voice of the Hokies, at LazVT on Twitter. And he's brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case.